Hey, it's John Canzano. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks to all the listeners and all of our sponsors who help make the Bald-Faced Truth the number one sports radio show in Portland. Enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Ben Bulch, LA Times, covers UCLA, frequent guest that we've had him on. Ben, thanks for making time again.
Anytime.
UCLA, how much vengeance, revenge, is that overdone in a game like this that they lost a close one against Oregon in Eugene? How much are they talking about that?
Not a whole lot. I will say that, you know, Lonzo Ball is not used to losing. He had not lost in 48 games before that Oregon defeat, but probed him pretty hard about this, and he, you know, said that it was tough, but he moved on. He hasn't rewatched the Dylan Brooks shot once. And, you know, as a team, I think they're kind of focused on the breakdowns that happened before that shot that allowed them to lose that game when they kind of had the defensive collapse late in the game. But, you know, I think if they had only lost one game this season, it would have been a bigger deal. But they had that slide a couple of weeks ago where they lost to Arizona and USC. So I don't think vengeance is as much a factor as it would have been otherwise.
We're talking to Ben Bulch, LA Times. Is UCLA playing better basketball now than they were earlier in the year?
Well, I think they're clear about their identity as an offensive first team, and I think they're making strides defensively. Last week on the Washington trip, they mixed in a lot more zone than they had maybe earlier in the season, except for when they needed it for comeback mode, and it worked to pretty good effect. Now, they weren't playing, you know, Arizona and Oregon, but they did a pretty good job and made some strides there. So I think they're eager to see if that's going to carry over or if that was just an aberration. But they know if they want to get to the Final Four, they need to be better defensively.
This is a great showdown nationally between two top 10 teams. And I've said all along that I thought part of the problem last year for Oregon was they didn't get battle tested in conference play that maybe the way they are this year. UCLA has done that for them. Where do you see this conference against maybe some of the other conferences nationally, not just the top teams, but top to bottom?
You know, it's an interesting question. I don't watch a lot of other basketball outside of the Pac-12. I will admit that. But I will say, having watched as much Pac-12 as I have over the last decade or so, I think you've got three teams with a real chance to you know, make the Final Four in Arizona, UCLA, and Oregon. And I can't remember the last time, you know, you could say that. I know that a bunch of teams have gone to the tournament in recent years. But as far as teams with staying power, I really like the shot of those three teams to advance definitely the second week of NCAA tournament and potentially the third. So I think that we're seeing something here that we haven't seen in a while, and I think that's really fascinating to see how that's going to play out.
Steve Alford as a coach, what's he like to cover?
Well, you know, they haven't hit a lot of adversity, so this is my first year back on the college beat. As you know, I did the Clippers and the NBA for a while. You know, it's been pretty much sunshine and roses for reporters covering this team just because they've been so good. Really only had one multi-game losing streak and only lost three games all year. So not a lot of tough questions, not a lot of prickly exchanges, but he's been good so far. I've enjoyed it.
You mentioned Lonzo Ball, and he's on the Wooden Award watch list still. He's still in the running. His brother, LaMelo, had 92 in a high school game. And I watched the video of that, and I just slapped my forehead. How much have you talked about that in the last few days?
Yeah, it's been building. It's been generating a lot of buzz here. You know, even the Dodgers and Rams players have been tweeting about going to see the Ball brothers play high school basketball, which is pretty amazing. I think that, you know, in some ways it's been an even bigger story than UCLA because it's almost become a national story in a way. But yeah, I mean, just a lot of buzz and a lot of fun for basketball fans, knowing that, you know, Lonzo's probably going to be here this year and gone. Then they've got the middle brother coming in next year. And then, you know, 2 years after that, it's the youngest Ball brother. So A lot of fun happening now and in the near future for basketball fans here.
92 points in a game. I don't care how they came. Like, people are making fun of that he didn't play defense. That's still 92 points.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard to imagine doing that in a layup line almost, especially in a high school length game. You know, those quarters are much shorter, so... really amazing feat. I'd like to go back and watch the entire game myself. I've only seen highlights, but man, it's one of the most unbelievable things I've seen.
Is UCLA basketball back? I mean, is this enough to say, hey, they're in the top 10, or do they need to get back to a Final Four?
Yeah, you know, somebody asked me this yesterday, and I think not only they need to get back to a Final Four, I think they need to you know, win the whole thing, because we saw with Ben Howland, with the three Final Fours in a row, you know, if you have a down year after that, then it pretty much eradicates any goodwill. I mean, the old cliche about L.A. is that, you know, they love a winner and they won't support you otherwise. And I will say it's pretty much true. So I think that, you know, certainly Final Four run would be nice and would help. But I think to get this program back to where they want it to be, I think they need to hang another title banner in Pauley.
I always try to look at common opponents or how is a team playing, and I see what Oregon did to Arizona over the weekend and just blasting them. Did UCLA notice how Oregon played Arizona?
Yeah, in fact, you know, I asked Bryce Alford about that, and you know, if that was an eye opener, and you know, he said that he didn't think that Oregon was 40 points better than Arizona. Was it 40? I think it was 27, but. The point was that, you know, it was a blowout victory in one of those games where the team that wins is hitting everything and the team that's getting blown out is kind of having an off night. So I don't think he meant it with any disrespect to Oregon. I just think he meant it that, you know, it was just one of those nights and those types of things happen. And I didn't get the sense that that was any kind of intimidation factor looming in coming into this game.
We're talking to Ben Balch, LA Times. Before I cut you loose, does UCLA – defensively need to do anything different than they did in Eugene, or do they just come back and go, look, we felt like that night got away from us at the end, and certainly I think it was UCLA's night and Oregon stole it at the end, or do they just come back and go, look, we think we're the better team, we come out and play our game, we're okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of both. I think that, as I mentioned earlier, I think we'll see maybe more zone, particularly early in the game, and another factor that Steve Alford was talking about that he was really emphasizing was transition play, because he said that Oregon is the only team that has outscored UCLA in transition this season, which is pretty remarkable. So the two factors there obviously are turnovers and rebounds. So I think those are kind of the areas they're focused on. And I've never seen a team out-lob and out-dunk UCLA except for Oregon this year. So I was kind of blown away by that, and I think they want to take that aspect of the game away.
From your perspective, I mean, your guy has covered the NBA. You've been in there with the Clippers. Is it more or less access, easier or harder to cover a college program versus a pro program? Or is there more similarity than maybe a lot of people would think? How does that go?
It's very, very different. You know, NBA team, you're talking to these guys every day, sometimes multiple times a day with the shoot around and the game. The access is much better because you're in the locker room before and after the game. College is very different. You know, we only have like access once a week when they're not playing, kind of like a weekly, I won't say press conference, but availability. And then after the game, they bring in like three players into an interview room, and there's no locker room access. So it's a little bit harder as far as getting to know the personalities and feeling like you really know the pulse of the team. And I will say that's one thing I don't like about the college game as far as from a coverage standpoint versus the NBA.
Ben Balch, LA Times. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Anytime.